Blog Talk Radio.
America. Motherfucker. Welcome back to another week of awesomeness, craziness, insanity, beyond insanity, and under insanity, and under thought insanity. And every minute you turn around, it's wall-to-wall Trump and wall-to-wall Ted Idiotic Cruz, or as I like to refer to him as Uncle Munster, and wall-to-wall the hag, and wall-to-wall feel the burn with the useful idiots, the Bernie Sanders-loving morons, and the wall-to-wall just gigantic show of, I don't even know if it's a show. We'll just call it a circus. I don't have the circus music here. Baron, I don't know what he did with it, so I don't know what happened to it. But it's truly, in 2008 was the death of the media. That was the end of the media, was 2008. And now we have another form of the death of the media again. Which is, it's quite interesting, because it keeps going, and a whole lot's going on since the last time I talked to you guys. And I know I'm kind of just popping off at the head right now, but there's just been a lot that's been going on, man. Things are starting to pick up. You got, you got Russia is now the fifth world power in terms of economic powerhouse, which I don't know really what that's supposed to mean, considering the ruble isn't really worth jack shit. When I was over there, I was living like a king. I don't even know if it is, it still is now. But even still, remember, Russia has now tried to become the world's number one distributor of non-GMO fruits, vegetables. And they should. They have the acidic soil in order to do so. And they could do it. So we got that to talk about. The Oscars. Everybody's talking about Chris Rock and the Oscars. The Oscars. As if I give two shits about the Oscars. You know why I don't give two shits about the Oscars? Because I didn't see any of the fucking movies that were up for anything. I saw the Mad Max Fury Road, which actually wasn't bad. I was entertained for 2 hours. That was cool, man, when that dude was playing that guitar and shit. That was cool. I saw The Revenant, and it was fucking horrible. I don't know why people think that was such a great movie. It was fucking boring. It was the most boring thing I've ever watched. Really, I didn't see the movie that won for Best Picture. And I don't give two shits about Chris Rock and these black actors that can't act. How about the fact that they can't act? Are you trying to tell me that Will Smith is a better actor than Robert Downey Jr.? I mean, really? Will Smith was going to be Neo in The Matrix? Yeah, okay. You got a better chance of seeing the fucking Second Coming. The fuck is wrong with these people? And then, we're supposed to, feel bad for them and the pity, and they just want this, that, and the third, and I don't know what to tell you. People go, listen, don't you guys, don't black people have these movies isn't there like a BET channel, like with Stella Got Her Groove Back, and doesn't Tyler Perry put out a movie like every other week with all these black people in it? I don't understand this. Isn't he like gay and black? Isn't he like the ultimate black guy? Don't you have your own awards now, the BET Awards? So you got to have that and the Oscars. I don't understand this thinking. I just don't understand the level of thinking or where this thinking is. But whatever. It's whatever. It's whatever. Jamie Foxx was right. Act better. And then maybe you'll get a fucking part. Anyway, moving on from that, what else does anybody want to talk about? And feel free to call in 347-857-3667 and express your rudeness. And let us know what you think. And let us know what you want to talk about. We can talk more about Syria and the ceasefire, and if you guys want to talk about that, I mean, that's really nothing more than a gigantic CIA coup. As far as I'm concerned, it's quite obvious it's a CIA coup. I mean, I don't know what more, you know, what more evidence you need. They overturned the Ukraine, and then they overturned Syria. Remember, they were trying to bomb Syria way back. We did a show on this, and I reread the letter that Vladimir Putin wrote to the American people. Now, listen, don't get it twisted. He's friends with Assad. He's got pipelines and oil, but that's how the world works. These idiots, the Ted Cruz's and the Bernie Sanders and the Dennis the Menace cocksucker with the foam parties. That's right. Yeah, I can't wait for Tony to call in because I don't know if he saw that or not. Hey, yeah, Marco Rubio was out there sucking cock in the foam parties, in the gay foam parties. That's what these people don't understand because they've never fucking owned and operated a business. When I was studying international accounting, you got to take that stuff serious. You know, and I've always told all of my listeners to maintain a higher level of consciousness, because most of the people that have an opinion don't own their own business, have never met a payroll, don't know what an income tax allocation is. They got to go somewhere else for somebody to do their income tax. You could go right into the IRS and do your own taxes. Did you know that for free? Most people don't even know that. So, you know, he says it's very important. You have pipelines, you have oil lines, you have hotels, you have workers, managers, livestock, mineral rights, mineral oils, factories with factory workers. All they know is to just walk in, buy an iPhone, and have a motherfucking opinion like a useful idiot. So, I ignore them, and I ignore this level of consciousness and thinking, because it's so obvious how stupid fucking people are anymore. But that's it. So that's the monologue this week. It's nothing spectacular. Hockey's getting close to the playoffs. I don't know how the Rangers got the Staal brothers now. I don't know. I don't know how they pulled that off. Tony's Bruins, they're hanging in there. Although that dude, what's his name, Chakra, that gigantic 6 foot fucking six defenseman, he's I think he's done. I think this should be his last year, and if I was Boston, I would dump him. But Bergeron's still playing well. So with that all being said, I'm bringing on the man of the hour, my brother in arms. I am his left hand, because I am left-handed in our little mafia. Tony, my brother, say hello to everybody.
Hey, out there on Radio Land. What's up,
Radio
there, Ron?
Not much, brother. It's a nice, easy Monday this week.
Nice and easy. I love easy. I hate hard. Can't stand it. I mean, after the crying, the bitching, and the whining that I had to hear from Chris Rock, from Whoopi Goldberg, who, by the way, they tried to make a little joke and call her Oprah when she came out, you know, to still make fun of Steve Harvey, who said Miss Columbia back when they did the pageant.
I remember that bullshit.
They're still making stupid jokes. You know, this far away from it, it's already been done on even the ESPYs did a little joke about it. I mean, it's just
tiresome. Yeah, I think the first one who got it done was Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
And I think he buried it. He didn't, he buried it.
And let's not forget, Steve Harvey came out and made another joke with the Verizon commercial during the Super Bowl.
Right.
So listen, you know, it's overplayed. But then with the whining and the bitching that no black people were nominated, okay, for, you know, an Oscar. Let's really look at the movies that the black community makes, okay? With the drive-by shootings and all the other violent, gratuitous violence that goes on in their movies, what they consider to be good entertainment is not good entertainment for the rest of the country, okay? And for around the world, it does not play well, all right? They were up in arms that, Straight Outta Compton didn't get a nomination. Straight Outta Compton did well in New York, did well in Los Angeles, did well in Detroit, highly black populated areas. But the Oscars does it throughout each state, what was the better movie, what their box office scores were. And then it does the world, you know, how many people around the world watch the movie. They're not even in the top 50 movies of the year. So why should they get a nomination just because they're all black in it? Is that what this has come to, Black Lives Matter, and blacks need to win everything so that way they can identify themselves as what?
But here's the question I want to raise. Who was in it that was significant that should be nominated for an Oscar?
Nobody.
Maybe Paul Giamatti?
I see
the manager, right? The white manager?
Yes.
I mean, who was in it?
Total garbage.
That was like acting, that the acting was so phenomenal that they deserve an award. Remember the movie Hustle and Flow? You ever see Hustle and Flow with the...
Yes.
The guy was... I thought that was a better movie.
And it was a better movie.
Oh, well, he could have got an award for that. He did damn guy. I can't think of that guy's name. I can never think of his name. He's on Empire for everybody
movies.
Who's listening. Yeah. Whoever that guy's name, whatever his name is.
But you know what? The movie was not good. And it was quite bullshit. I remember the controversy. Yeah, I'm 40. So, yeah, I know. I remember listening to, you know, NWA in 1988.
Yeah, I listened to NWA when I was a little kid.
So, you know, I went to the concert, all right? I went to one of the shows.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Do you remember who else was there? That's awesome.
Do I remember who was there? Yeah, my sister.
Do you remember any of the other acts?
Oh, it was, they came in.
This is so awesome. I didn't know you were at an NWA show. That's awesome.
Providence Civic Center, 1988.
Wow.
I can't remember who was their opening act. It was really nobody. Dude, I go back to, I went to the show, I seen the Ghetto Boys with the little midget. They were out of Newark, New Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I went to a lot of these shows back in the day. Don't forget, well, I was
North,
a city
that,
kid
that part
in
of
country.
North Jersey was the spot, man. It was all from that movie, New Jersey Drive.
Yep.
Which was a better movie than Straight Outta Compton, and that movie's like 30 years old.
That was a fucking phenomenal movie, Straight.
I love
Jersey
that
Drive.
Movie. The soundtrack was great, too.
That was back in the day when you could, it didn't matter what kind of car you had, it was going to get stolen and you went through Newark.
That's right. And a fucking cop even looked at you crooked, the cops were fucking getting shot, period. Period.
Oh, let's talk. You know, a different time now. But let's not forget.
Yeah, that's true.
As you said, cops were getting shot, you know, looking at you crooked. Let's not forget what happened just yesterday. A female cop from New Hampshire got a job in Virginia in a small little podunk town, okay? Shot and killed by a black guy because Black Lives Matter, let's not forget that. So it's open season for them to act out and do whatever they want. And you have a president who doesn't say a word about it, doesn't say a word, keeps it quiet. But yet, when a white man shoots a black man, he wants to get guns off the street and he wants to take rights away from the citizens because a black person was injured or hurt or some other bullshit. If a cop shoots a black man, he's out there with the masses. But yet, when the black people seem to be shooting cops at an alarming rate, there's not a word out of the White House. Not one word. You know what? Let's call it fair is fair, okay? I could care less what happens to the police. But when somebody is responding to a domestic violence call, not even 3 hours on the job, shot and killed because a black guy thought he had the right to shoot and kill a police officer and then shoot the other two responding. And killing his wife and child. Let's not forget that either. That goes to show you how great this jerk off was.
Oh,
it's
yeah. Now, he didn't just kill the cops. He killed everybody else, didn't he?
Killed one cop, shot the other two, killed his wife and his kid.
Wow. I didn't know that he killed the wife and kid. I didn't know that. What a scumbag.
Yep.
Please tell me they killed him.
No. He's in jail right now.
God, so he's going to spend the rest of his fucking life, another one I got to pay for the rest of their life.
Well, no, this is Virginia, so he'll get the death penalty.
Okay. Yeah, but it's not like Texas. Texas, man, it's a fucking, every day somebody's getting executed by the hour. All right,
hey,
next.
You know, it is every day in Texas someone's getting executed. There's no doubt about that. But what people don't understand, that the appeals process itself takes about 20 years. So these motherfuckers get to live for 20 years.
Right.
And not only do they get to live for 20 years, it's not like you're in anyone who's been in jail besides me. That's listening. Okay? People like me get put in, you go to Gen Pop. We're in there with murderers, rapists, fucking cop thefts, everything. Okay, even people that owe child support or damn pay a traffic ticket are in there with murderers and everything else. Okay? People that are on death row get their own little cell, get to be by themselves so they're protected from any harm coming to them. It's a fucking amazing how much protection they get. Them and child pedophiles are another group in prison that get isolated for their own protection constantly. In jail, if you're a cop killer, the worst place you want to be is in general population. You know why? Because cops get uneasy and they treat everyone that's been to jail like a criminal. Criminals don't want to go out on the street and have more heat from the police because you went and shot a cop. So they end up killing you if they get a chance. It's amazing. Now, see, it's just, it's unfortunate, and it's a real shame that, you know, only 3 hours on the job. You know, that in itself is, it goes to show you a lack of experience. 3 hours responding by yourself in a car, shot and killed.
To a fucking domestic disturbance nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
To domestic disturbance nonsense. I haven't heard a word from the White House or anybody.
Oh, you won't. But now the first time a cop shoots a black man, you'll hear from the White House.
Well.
So, I know you don't want to talk about politics, but I got to bring it up. This little feud between Cruz and Trump, dude. It to me, it's fucking hilarious. They're reading each other's tweets back and forth. They're pointing out the misspelling. They're pointing out Cruz, who's mad that Trump didn't just take the nomination from I forget his name, Duke, I think it is, the head of the KKK. And he's like, well, I didn't hear that, you know, and then have a working earpiece. You know, well, of course, a Cuban is going to be mad. You know what I mean? Donald Trump, a white guy, got a nomination from the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan has always been Republican, as far as I know. Never been Democratic whatsoever.
No, wrong. They were always Democrat. They were, in fact, the Democrat Party way back in the day. All that shit down in Louisiana and Alabama, that was all the Democrat Party. White Southern Democrats. Now, then this guy, David Duke, came along. And I know the whole history of this thing. Now,
yeah, but the church funded the Ku Klux Klan for the longest time.
Yeah, well,
was actually
the church
Christian
funded every fucking thing. You want to talk
but
about me, please. They were funding the Nazis.
It was a Christian. Let's not forget, the Ku Klux Klan was a Christian organization.
Yeah, that's true.
That's when they were Democrats. And then when they became a racist organization, they became Republicans. And the reason why
I don't think any of it really matters at this point. Just somebody affiliating themselves with a party is quite irrelevant. And secondly, it doesn't really mean anything at this point. The reason that they're all Republicans is probably because they hate fucking Obama. So, it is the party of slavery. I don't care what anyone fucking says. It is the purest party of slavery. I get you on welfare. I keep you there. You keep me in power. That's about as fucking slavery as I've ever seen it. But the people are just so uneducated. They just, I don't know. I can't seem to figure it out. So what happened? So David, I didn't know that this happened here. So David Duke came out and endorsed Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Cruz got mad about it and said that he should have turned down the nomination from a hate group.
Didn't he?
No, he didn't.
I don't know the issue here, so I can't really obtain an opinion because it's got to be careful in politics. Everybody just racks an opinion over something that they saw and they didn't read the article, so I don't know what's
this
happening.
This is the problem. This is the problem that I have with the whole thing, right? Is that they're saying, well, no one should take a nomination from a hate group, okay? Now, it's become a Klan, an issue because the Klan backed Donald Trump. But last week, when the Black Panther group organization backed Hillary Clinton, media didn't make anything about it.
That's right. Where was the media? I forgot all about that. Where were they for that? And where were they for that fucking group La Raza out there in those scumbags out there in Mexico or in California, that wanted to turn California back to Mexico. Where was everybody when they were nominating fucking Obama? I don't remember hearing the media making a big deal about that.
Exactly.
Hate groups endorse people all the time. They endorse people all
the
time.
The only problem
here's my question.
He's mad because there's nothing backing him.
He's just mad because they didn't back him so he could bring forth the media attention to himself. That's all he's mad about. That's all. You were never on Twitter there, Ted Cruz, until Donald Trump showed you how to handle media. This man is a media giant. He knows exactly how the media works, how to handle it. Please. You'll think Howard Stern's calling him up saying, hey, listen, say this, do that. You know, these fucking guys, these politicians, they're just... Oh, I don't want to forget Ted Cruz's wife works for Goldman Sachs, the state that runs New Jersey, that I said specifically when I ran for public office that the state of New Jersey was and is the anthropomorphized formation of Animal Farm. And Chris Christie is Squealer, and Napoleon is Goldman Sachs. And it's funny how life imitates art. I had to go on a little rant there. Sorry there, Tony, but it's the goddamn truth.
I just think it's amazing how one hate group is so hated, but another hate group is perfectly accepted in this country.
Yeah, that's kind of disgusting, don't you think? I think it's disgusting.
And if people think that the Ku Klux Klan is the problem
Panthers.
And the Black Panthers
the
are not...
Fuck the KKK, too. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? But see, this is my point exactly. If you think that the KKK is the problem, but the Black Panthers ain't, you're part of the problem. Because
that's
they're
right.
Both hate groups. Because if you want to sit there and stick up for Black Panthers, they hate white people. That's
they
what
do.
People don't understand. They absolutely hate white people.
You know what I'm
okay?
going to do? I'm going to hire like a cute black hooker, and a call girl, right? And I'm going to go to a Black Panther rally, and her and I are going to walk down there like arm in arm. It's to piss them off. And
oh,
I'm going to do it at a KKK
out.
Rally, too. I'm going to go to both the rallies doing just that. Just to piss them the fuck off. Fuck them.
You have mental issues.
I
don't
I
see one of you surviving either one of those rallies.
Yeah, yeah, I'm probably going to hear.
Yep. But, you know, let's go back to the Oscars. I thought it was absolutely hilarious when,
Wait. Did you hear about Marco Rubio, who would go to these, caller, I know you're on hold, just give me a second here. Did you hear about Marco Rubio, who was on, in these, who was going to these gay foam parties? And going
no,
getting in these in the pool with these when he was like in his early 20s. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Marco Rubio was going to gay foam parties. You know, a foam party, but it was like strictly for men, and he was all about it back in the day.
Oh, God, I guess he's going for that gay and lesbian group.
I guess he's going for the gay vote.
Gayification, I guess. I don't know.
You know, we
who's
got a caller here.
Online?
I don't know who this caller is. You recognize the 206 number? Because I don't know who it is.
206 would be George. Thanks.
My name's Tone. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Yes, my name's Tone. I've been just listening to you guys on Blog Talk Radio. I wanted to see how come you guys have a lot of the things that you guys talk about wanted to talk to you guys about. First off, you guys are Trump supporters, so I kind of wanted to figure out why you guys are.
Oh! Wow.
I'm not a Trump supporter.
But Tony is not a Trump supporter.
I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm a Putin supporter. I support Vladimir Putin. Okay?
That's interesting. I don't understand the comical part of that.
Who do you really support?
I support really do support Putin. Okay.
Absolutely. I think he has big enough balls to run two countries instead of just one.
I have no clue what to say to that. It's just stupid. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I don't know where to go with that. I mean, it's like talking to a five-year-old. I mean,
Wait, hold on.
Who would you?
Hey, Snaphead, you call our show, and then you're going to try to disrespect me. What are you, a fucking moron?
No, I'm trying to have a conversation, and you're bringing up that you're a Putin supporter. And
you're
I'm not a moron,
idiot.
Obviously.
You're
I'm the
an
one...
absolute dipshitted dingbat that's a fucking Democratic jackass that's probably in support of fucking a bitch that needs to be in prison, Hillary Clinton, or this fucking moron socialist out of New Hampshire.
Is that what I am? I'm put into that category then, between those two.
Well, wait a minute, everybody hold on a second. So caller.
There you go.
Why did you actually call into the show?
What is your topic? Anything. Anything you guys want to talk about, because basically any point that you guys made so far is just, it seems like a plumber's perspective on America.
What's wrong?
I'm trying to talk to you, so.
Don't talk derogatory. Listen, I'm not Tony, brother. You don't talk derogatory to me. I will intellectually crush your entire fucking bloodline. Don't even think about
it. Please.
Let's get to the root of the matter. So you think that...
There we go.
Because we're just bullshitting and having some fun, making fun of some people...
No, because you're on a show
I'm talking.
When I'm done talking,
then you can talk. So I'm going to mute you now, because when I'm done talking, then you talk. So you are then calling now to say that what we're talking about is just a matter of nonsense? Go ahead. You're unmuted.
Correct. And I won't jump over you again. You don't have to mute me. Correct. That's exactly what it is.
Okay, but why? I just don't understand what the purpose of you calling
in. Well, the reason why is because you put yourself out there. And as soon as you put yourself out there, you make stupid comments. Let's take this for example. Where did any of you guys go to school? You guys, I take it you guys graduated from a university, correct?
Yes.
North Carolina.
I can tell right away you haven't listened to our show throughout the time now. We've been on the air for about a year now. And we've talked extensively on our background in college. In fact, we've done shows about the college bubble that I coined the phrase, the college bubble, referencing the fact of why college tuition is exploding and expanding to the point of just heresy. I went to the University of Rutgers, where I double majored in accounting and business of science. Tony went to the University of North Carolina on a football scholarship. So to sit here and think that you're just talking to a pack of idiots,
I never said that. I was just asking. Whoa. You're assuming. I just asked a question. Don't get defensive. We're honestly having a conversation.
Okay, well...
Being defensive shows that you're wrong.
So here we go with the thing we're talking about. You take offense to the fact that we're making comments about the people that are the three-way circus that is the political arena right now?
No, I didn't take offense to it at all. No, just calling up to have normal conversation, maybe a little bit of a debate. Same stuff that goes on in any radio show. If you think I really took your sayings personally offensive, I wouldn't flatter myself that much.
Okay. All right, no problem. So what do you want to talk about politically then?
Well, when I heard you guys talking about, I'm a white male myself, when I heard you guys talking about the KKK backing up Donald Trump, I do think that's kind of funny. It is kind of ridiculous, too. Talking about the Black Panther Party, I do agree with you to the extent that Black Panther Party is a racial group backing Hillary Clinton. I did not know that. That sounds pretty funny. But when it comes to the two, the difference between, and that's the reason why I was asking if you went what college you went to, because I kind of wanted to figure out what plains of the United States I was kind of dealing with. But mostly on the West Coast, the Black Panther Party was officially established in the 60s to help build community, working along with the white race. Nowadays, it's not the same with the new Black Panther Party. But to go back to La Raza in Los Angeles, that is not a hate group whatsoever. It might be a Latino-based group. But for you to automatically associate that with a hate group, laughing about it and comparing it to the Ku Klux Klan, I think was almost comical. And that's what I was bringing up.
Okay, but the stance that is taken by La Raza, meaning that they want to turn California back to Mexico, that's not a group of hatred towards the very country that they live in?
No, because looking at the website right now on La Raza, there's four different kinds of groups of La Raza. Spanish speaker, are you guys Spanish speakers by any chance?
No, my ex was, but no, I don't. Okay. I stopped speaking it when I broke up with her because I just fucked her.
I can understand.
Go ahead.
That
anyway, so there's the Spanish speaking, which what does that inquire? What does that even mean?
Well, when you speak Spanish, La Raza actually translates to like the people, the Mexican people.
Actually, I thought it translates to the race.
I guess you could say that.
I guess
Mexican
I could. Yeah, I think I can. Yeah, it translates
no,
to the race. But go ahead.
It translates to the people. The race is not, the Mexican people are not a race.
What they're referring to is the race of Latinos of who they specifically are.
Mm-hmm.
I know what La Raza is about, and they are not about anything friendly that is towards the wanderlust of the state of California. They want to turn it back to Mexico, period. End of story. They do not want the illegals deported. They want all of them to get driver's license. They want all of them to have free health care. They want all that. They are literally a mouthpiece for the Ruth Bader Ginsburg ACLU octopus conglomerate that runs that sanction of the planet.
Octopus? Wait, what did you say? Could you say that one more time for me?
You didn't catch that one, did you?
No, I didn't catch
they
that one.
They are the Ruth Bader Ginsburg, ACLU, communist octopus tentacle that runs that part of the Communist Party on the planet.
I love how you add communism in there. What, could you please add? Tell me why communism was added in there, or is that just for effect?
Well, it's basic. It's your basic communism. It's your basic, you know, we want it our way, and
that's
everyone else can kiss our ass. That's.
No,
I can't really
just
get
say
it in this. All right, you want me to get specifically with it? Okay, so here, wait. No. Finish what you're saying on the what you're doing on the website. So you
website?
Have the Spanish-speaking part of it, which I don't even know how that's even relevant.
Well,
we have La Raza, which I say it means the race, but you say it's the people. But I know what they're talking about. So part on the website that is so significant to them
doesn't indicate
that they're a hate group?
Well, no. You can't put the opinion on me. You're the one that established that they were a hate group. That's ridiculous.
Well, you're the one sticking up for them.
No. I said they are not a hate group. You're putting the opinion on me.
Well, then you're sticking up
to
them. You're defending them.
Prove that they're not. No. You're asking me to prove that they're not a hate group. That's like you asking me to prove that a leprechaun's right, that a leprechaun's real. How can I prove something that you just made up? That doesn't make any sense.
Then why did you go on the website and try to indicate who they actually are?
Because I was looking at the website right now, and I didn't see anything hateful on the
mean
website.
You're looking for information to defend them on.
No, I did not. I was calling up to talk to you. At what point did I say I was defending them?
In other words, I nailed you to the cross. You walked right into it. So,
dude,
let's move forward. Don't flatter yourself.
You're overly excited.
I will flatter myself because I caught you.
No.
Because
you're overly
sound
excited
exactly
about
like
nothing.
These people in California that I know.
Okay, let's see what you're so excited about.
And you probably drink wheatgrass, which I don't care. I do too. But you.
Okay, so let's get on point. Come on.
You fucking. Oh, God.
No, you're laughing. I walked into this big thing. Show me how I walked into it. Please tell me.
What's the
you're
weather like
so
out there in California
I want to find what's
right
comical.
Now? What's the weather like, Allie?
What's the weather like? It's pretty nice.
Yeah,
70 degrees. 70 degrees. I don't. What?
That's pretty good. It's about 50 to here on the East Coast. Well, the Northeast.
Okay. Can we go back to the point where you caught me? You were laughing so hard. I want to just go back to that point.
Of
when somebody
you
is
do,
so
but
excited
I don't.
About getting
so
somebody,
it's, oh,
of course
we're going to move forward.
The reason why
so
is because you're
let's get,
and,
wait,
because
wait,
you're
let's
stupid.
Get back to,
you're very stupid.
Let's get back to La Raza because we
whoa,
keep
whoa,
going.
Whoa, hold on. Hold the fuck on.
Here we go.
Okay.
Like, what's up, guys?
Call,
what's up, guys? What are we holding on for, guys?
You call up here and then you tell Ron he's stupid?
Yeah, and I'm telling you right now, guy, you're stupid too.
How about this? How about you give me your address and we'll see how stupid who
oh,
is.
Oh, God. No. We don't need to go there.
I'll give you a fucking beating out of last year for days.
Oh, you're I'm sure. Are we gonna sit here and talk on the phone real tough? Or are we going to have a conversation?
Asshole.
No, I don't need to talk. No.
Listen, I drive a truck. I'm out in California all the time. I'll meet
you
anywhere you want to fucking go.
There you go. Then, okay, perfect. Then we'll meet up after we're done with this conversation. Let's finish the conversation first. Let's have one-track minds there, geniuses.
Ron, get rid of this loser.
Well, I'm on the... Hold on now. Now I'm on the La Raza website as well. Okay. And the NCLR, right? National Council of La Raza, meaning the race... So the Latino Voter Summit in Washington, D.C., are you going to go there, caller? Hello? He hung up. I didn't hang up on him.
Now, I can't hang up on him, but he was pissing me the fuck off.
I didn't hang up on him. Why did he hang up?
I don't know. But he wanted to be a fucking dummy calling people stupid and shit. Couldn't even make his own fucking point.
Okay, so here's what they promote, right? We promote a civil right there, right there, right then and there, right then and there. It's total communism. Okay?
Wait, how did
we
this guy even get
a
fucking number?
We promote a civil right policy agenda that confronts recent threats to voting rights.
Hold on,
continued housing and employment discrimination, racial profiling, and disparities in key areas such as access to technology. Now, if that isn't a front hate group, I don't know what is. If that isn't communism at its best, and I didn't even get to talk Constitution with this guy. I wanted to talk Constitution with him, but he wasn't going to dictate the conversation to me. You got the wrong fucking person.
Dude, I couldn't believe he started saying you were stupid.
I don't remember him saying that. I was more...
Go listen back to it. You'll hear him. He goes, oh, you're just stupid. That's why I said, hold up, hold up, hold up.
He did say that, didn't he?
Yep.
See, I didn't call him any names.
No, he just wanted to say we were stupid. I guess he wanted his 5 seconds of fame. Fucking dipshit.
Well, he got
it.
Do
we still have his number? Do we still have his number? Because I'll have his number traced. I'll go find that motherfucker.
Let's
see how stupid I am when I'm standing on his fucking head. And I've already been in jail out in California, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
let's see some more friends.
Apparently. Now, what were we talking about?
We were getting ready to talk about the Emmys before. Yeah, we were going to talk about the Emmys.
The Oscars.
The Oscars, whatever the fuck they are. Bunch of fucking actors that get fucking rewarded for bullshit.
That's the other thing. I think they make way too much of way too big of an issue over what these people do.
Oh, they really do. It's fucking, it's a joke. You know, I would kind of like that caller to call back. You know, I'm kind of missing him now.
I didn't hang up on him. Well, we're going to move forward because he ain't shit. And he knows I ringed him. And I nailed
what
him
was his point?
And I called him. I let him walk right into that and I fucking slammed him because he thinks he's talking to somebody who's stupid.
Well, what was his point? I still don't get it. He didn't have one.
That's the thing. That's the other thing. What was his point? He wanted to call up and have a conversation, but...
He said an insightful debate.
About what? First it was your Trump supporters. See, this is what people do. See, I know how this works. This is what people do. They listen to whatever... They listen to the plethora of topics that we had out here. Okay, and they pick one in particular, and they try to nail you down, and they try to question you and act like you don't know what you're talking about, even though, like, a lot of people understand we are an entertainment-valued show, but they try to nail you down, and they try to act like, oh, well, you support this guy or you support that guy. So, you know, you must be this, that, and a third. And then they try to label you so this way they can make a point. But unfortunately for him, I'm 10 times smarter than that, and I saw right through it, right in the first 5 seconds. Because he sounded exactly like one of these clowns that is on, MSNBC, you know, Real Clear Politics show. He sounded exactly like one of them people. And they think that because they talk with their friends about nothing in circles that it's okay to talk to people who know how to talk and do these things for a living. They think that they can outthink them and outtalk them. Well, maybe he can do that to these idiots out in California, but that shit doesn't fly here. I do not like the fact that he was making fun of your accent. I have an accent. I mean, yours is a little heavier than mine, but I don't like the fact that he was doing that. That was a little upsetting to me. But he, I swear to God, he sounded like one of these guys out in... I could picture exactly what this guy looked like, right? He had, like, the mohair from the Three Stooges and, like... the skinny jeans. I'll bet you he fucking was wearing like Chuck Taylors. you know, and probably I know for a fact that he fucking buys Starbucks every day. And they hold their coffee out like they won an award, you know, when they walk around. To me, it's just, I can see right through it, man. And it sounded exactly like these people that are on these political shows that have no substance in their argumentation. There is no substance in it. It's just, it's baffle, and they baffle. And then when you nail them down, it's like, well, you didn't nail me down, and then they want you to get specific again, and they want to go back to the point instead of moving forward. I know how this shit works, dude, and you got to get up a little earlier than that to fucking to defeat me, because he obviously has never listened to the show before. This was his first time ever catching in on the show. You can go on the Blog Talk, and you can see all the shows that are live right now. And he had
wait,
to
hold on. I got a question. Oh, that's what he did. He went on the Blog Talk?
Yeah.
Or did he find us through Facebook?
Yeah, I didn't tag that guy. I don't know who the fuck he was.
You might have seen that somebody else that you tagged on it.
He could have. He could have. One of the musicians that I follow. Somebody that actually has some talent. You know. I don't know. Did it seem... was I winning the debate or was I losing? I mean, I don't understand.
I didn't understand any of it. It just got to the point where
the problem is I couldn't understand where the hell he was going. He wasn't talking about anything.
He wasn't talking about anything.
And then when I pushed him down on Larossa, he couldn't fucking do that either.
Well, that's because all those bleeding hearts out in California. You know, there's just bleeding hearts out there that care more about every other ethnic group than their own. Because out in California, to be white is that, you know, it's a crime.
Well, I got bad news for him. If it all goes down tomorrow, I will not be rescuing him. So this is the problem right here. This is for everyone who is a faithful listener to the show. This guy who called in is the exact. This is who Obama appeals to, the idiot and the moron. I would have had to have failed him if he was in my third grade class. I would have failed him. I would have failed him immediately. I don't know who he thought would. You went to Berkeley? I doubt it. And what did he major in? Arts? Because he didn't sound like a fucking neuropediatrician to me. He would have had a little more substance in his vernacular. Prick. Anyway. Back to the Oscars. Let's move past this idiot, because you'll end up talking about him all night long.
No, let's talk about this idiot. We only got 7 minutes left.
I don't want to talk about this idiot anymore. I don't care.
Oh, I just like hearing you rant and rave.
So you just want me to rant and rave some more.
We got 7 minutes left to Ron to rant and rave.
Another 30 minutes of me ranting and raving. I don't think the people want to hear that. They don't need to hear that. If anyone else is out there listening, 347-857-3667, call in and express your rudeness. Feel free to do so. Anyway, what were we talking about before he called in?
I can't remember.
I can't even fucking remember. I remember. We were talking about. I started making fun of Marco Rubio because he was at the gay phone parties. Funny how the dude didn't bring that up. That was the last thing I talked about, and he didn't talk about that. Probably because he was fucking there. We'll see.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is it true or not true? The last thing I was talking about was that issue. was that there's been photographs coming out of Marco Rubio at a phone party, but it was a gay phone party. I don't care that you're gay. I don't care. Going around talking about family values and shit and all this other nonsense, and you know you're like sucking dick in a fucking foam pool, homie. You better think twice about what you're doing here. But these are the as my Illuminati studies have taught me, my occultism studies. Excuse me, that was the wrong terminology. As my occultism studies have taught me, these people are put there. They are put there. Marco Rubio has been put there by the same people that bring you your corrupt media, your corrupt education, your corrupt sewer system known as, like I've told you before, the word system derives from what they called their sewer in Latin in Rome, your educational system, and yes, it is a sewer pipe, just like the sewer pipe sludge that flows out of Hollywood, that nonsense. These people are put there. They are put there by these people, and it doesn't matter what they did in their past because they're promoted that stuff. That's, this stuff is promoted. I want to let everyone know my specific theory on this Oscar thing that I wanted you and I to talk about. I think that it was that they knew exactly what they were doing with the whole Chris Rock thing and all this stuff. If you think that these rich billionaire Jews, and I can say that, I am half Jew, so I can call them out on it. Just like black people can call black people out on shit, I can call these people out on shit. And if you think that these money Zionist pieces of trash, these golden calf worshipping bums, if you think for one second that they didn't know what this guy was going to do, and I'm referring to Chris Rock, if you didn't think that they didn't have the opportunity to pull the plug on him halfway through his monologue, if you don't think that they didn't that they didn't realize what he was going to do before he went out there, if you don't think that they didn't know what was going to happen throughout the entire show, and I'm talking about the pre-loading as the red carpet, really, I mean, you know, as considering that they're walking on blood, really the red carpet was really derived from that you're walking on the blood of your enemies, so which is a Satanistic thing. So, you know, they're walking on red carpet just like the Pope does. So if you think that on the red carpet interviews that they didn't know what was going on, because if you think that Harvey Weinstein and the rest of the people, and we did a show about this, which is, I can tell this guy has never listened to the show before, when we talked about the Powerful Six media complex, I've told you all about this, how there's six companies that own all the media. If you don't think that they didn't know what this guy was going to do, and these people out on the red carpet were not going to, what they were going to say and what they weren't going to say, you are seriously fooling yourself. I think that it went exactly the way they wanted it to go, because now everybody's watching their shows that people don't normally watch, and it's giving that ratings, and they're earning money just talking about what happened. See, it's easy. This is the problem with people, and this is what's so easy with these morons that called that idiot that just called into the show. It's easy to call up, and it's easy to talk about things. It's easy to be a spectator of those who are making life and making existence. It's very easy to do that. The media is loving the fact that this is the elections and all this stuff. They're loving it, because what else are they going to talk about 5 days a week? They're certainly not going to report anything good. They're certainly not going to report about, you know, how this guy, you know, rescued the, you know, donated money to a charity, and you know, this other guy's going around fixing people's stuff for free, and you know, that big plumbers union that was going around Flint and fixing people's water. And you know, I don't hear the national media talking about any of that. They're not going to talk about any of that. They'd rather talk wall-to-wall Trump, wall-to-wall Hillary, wall-to-wall three-ring circus, And they're going to now talk wall-to-wall. Chris Rock really isn't – he was talented for, like, two – really, I think two specials were really that great. The one where he talked about how he wished he could join the Ku Klux Klan and do a drive-by. Anybody remember that one? I remember that one. So, I mean, you know they're going to talk wall to wall what he talked about and all the jokes he didn't do and was he really subtle enough, and this is exactly the way they wanted it, and that's my opinion. Go ahead, Tony. And Tony is not there. Tony has been dropped. I did not hang up on him. I don't know what happened. That is interesting. I did not hang up on him. I do not know where Tony went. I hope Tony's okay. Perhaps the NSA is listening in and they are fucking cutting people out. I don't know. I do not know. And if they are listening, you can go fuck yourself, for that matter. That's that. I'm trying to get Tony on my other phone. Anyway, if anybody else out there is listening, please call in. And if not, whatever. Ain't my first time on stage. Ain't my first rodeo. I don't know. Was I not on point with this guy? Did he know what... I mean, I don't understand where he was going. I just... don't understand what he was real, where he was really trying to go with all of it. Did he make a point at all? I don't think he made a point from the fucking second he called it. Oh, here's Tony. Tony's back. Here he is. Yeah, Tony, go ahead.
Hey, what's up? I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened. I didn't drop you.
All of a sudden I was born.
Damn.
I don't know. I have no idea what happened on it.
I see the computers up here, but during the during our talking, you know, I don't stare at the computer. I take my attention to other places. So I didn't a few people get dropped or whatever. I don't do it on purpose. I put people on and they stay and that's it.
Maybe it's just another issue with Blog Talk again.
It could be. Because I don't hang up on people. You know, I didn't hang up on you. I didn't hang up on the other idiot. I didn't hang up on him.
Wait, hold on. I resent that. You said I didn't hang up on the other idiot. What are you saying? I'm an idiot too?
No, not you. No, you know who I'm talking about.
All she said was his name was Tony.
He did say his name was Tony, didn't he?
Yep.
You think he would have had a little more respect?
He's just an idiot loser anyway. Fuck him.
That was weird. That was really weird. Did you hear my entire rant and rave about the Oscars and what I was just talking about?
No. Want to repeat it?
I basically, for those who heard it already, we gotta bring Tony back up to speed. Basically, I was saying that I think that the Oscars went exactly how the people that run Hollywood. It went exactly how they wanted it to go. They they talked, you know, they knew Chris Rock was going to say the things he was going to say. They knew, they knew what these people out there on the red carpet were gonna do in the pre interview. They knew what they were all going to talk about because they're the ones that control all this. We did a show about this a couple months ago regarding the big six that run the media. And I said that there's a reason why it's the number six, which is occultism and so on and so forth. So that was my take on it.
Well, you're not far off. You're right. It is what they wanted. But, you know, Chris LaRock wasn't out of line with his comments. He wasn't that bad. I guess, you know, you get further with humor than you can with just talking average. So, you know, if they want to win Oscars, they have to stop producing better movies. Let's face it. Nowhere was Straight Outta Compton noteworthy to win any award.
Well, here's the other thing. Did you see Creed?
Yes.
I thought that was a great movie. I thought that kid, Michael Jordan or Johnson or whatever it was, I thought he was great in the movie. Was he Oscar nominating worthy? No. And that was a lead role. What the hell are they talking about? It was the biggest blockbuster like there was. And it didn't win nothing? I thought Sylvester Stallone should have got Best Supporting Actor. I thought, but like I said, the movie was about Creed's son, but did that kid Michael Jordan, did he deserve an Oscar for that movie?
No.
I don't think so. Tony, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just waiting to see what you're saying.
No, but that's all I'm trying to say.
No,
I don't think he deserved it to be nominated for an Oscar in his role for Creed.
No, he didn't. And just because now they are going to start nominating these black actors and actresses to win Oscars, right? What happens next if they don't win? We're going to boycott them because black people didn't win, so now we're just handing out awards because you're black? I don't understand what the country's become the last 10 years. I really don't. It's very confusing. Very confusing. It's almost like everyone hates who they are, but we have to cater to everybody else on every win. It's something I don't understand. I really don't. What about you, Ron?
That's a pretty good analogy. People are forced to hate who they are or dislike who they are, but yet have to cater to everybody who wants something from them.
There's these
interesting footprints. Paradox.
There's these footprints that they're putting up in the Oklahoma University. It's stupid footprints. Saying things like, not recognizing your privilege is part of the problem. You know, you're almost downgrading success.
No, this is UOK is doing this?
Yeah.
Ah, I had more respect for them. I have no more respect for them now. I have officially lost respect for the University of Oklahoma. And I like the state of Oklahoma. I have respect for the state of Oklahoma. But I just cannot understand why they... These fucking universities, man. These communist complexes. These sewer pipes of communism. Right out of the motherfucking sawmill, man. Right out of there.
Absolutely.
Right out of there.
It's just a problem, and it looks like there's no hope in sight for what's going on.
But this is why they do this. This is why I took science and math and accounting and business, because there's no affirmative action in it. You know, that's why I have such respect for Ben Carson, because in order to be a neurosurgical pediatrician, there's no motherfucking affirmative action in it, homie. You gotta fucking have some serious brains and intellect and fortitude. And on top of the fact that the man has written like 15 books. They're all self-help books, but whatever. You know, it's you or nothing. You know, that's why I love studying chemistry, because there's no bullshitting around. There's no, I mean, every class that I had that was a writing class, or the psychology class, it was all these communist professors that were forcing their opinion and their way upon and thinking upon people. And if you disagree with them, what are you going to do? You're going to get in an argument with them, and you're just going to keep your mouth shut, turn in your paper, and just get the fuck out of class. Sad. Sad, really. Very sad. Anyway, moving right along. So, who gives a shit about the state of California? Tony was dropped again. I could care less about the state of California, personally. You want to talk about a state that has fallen off of the grid. I mean, that is the prime example of socialistic rule. I guarantee that guy was a pothead. I guarantee it. And you know, you guys all know who listen. I do not. I don't care when you have a need. You want to smoke, go right ahead. But there's a difference between those that go to Starbucks and get their coffee and go home and play with their ferret and smoke a fucking bowl with weed that they bought at a fucking dispensary versus people who work for a living at a high level. As they say, drink responsibly. Responsibility is why I drink. You know, smoke responsibly. Responsibility is why people smoke. Not because, you know, you think you know what you're talking about. You're going to dictate conversations to people. Whatever. It is what it is. I'd like to know what people think in reference to Russia now becoming number five in the economic power rankings. That's quite significant how they pulled that off. I'm trying to pull the article up now so I can talk about it. Lost my voice here. Russia, number five in Okay. Here it is right here. Here's an article on it. International Business Times. UK overtakes France as number 5. Okay. Interesting. UK has surpassed France as the 5th biggest economy in the world, and the country is expected to overtake Germany by 2030. Yeah, I can see that happening. Even though the Bank of England runs shit. It's quite interesting. France does not include fucking pop-up nonsense. China's recent upward revision of its GDP, gross domestic product, means that the country will overtake the U.S. as number one economy in 2025, rather than earlier as predicted in 2028. Wait, I got to read that sentence again. China's recent upward revision to its GDP means that the country will overtake the U.S. as the number one economy in 2025, rather than the earlier prediction of 2028. That still sounds like an oxymoronic statement to me. Further, India is expected to be the biggest economy in the Commonwealth, overtaking the U.K. within 3 years. I don't know where Tony got Russia. Russia's number 10. Falling back from number 8. The U.S. is still number 1. But I don't think we are. I wouldn't believe that for a minute. By the way, people need to remember BRIC. I remember thinking you remember BRIC. Brazil, Russia, India, China. It is a very, very, very serious bank that runs things and owns and operates a lot of things. All right, China, the U.S., India, Japan, and Brazil will be the top 5 economies by 2030, according to the CERB. The Center for Economic Business Research. The Russia economy has slumped to number 10 from number 8 in 2014. Interesting. Very, very interesting. So you gotta worry tell about this stuff from a year ago. Whatever. All right, we have Investopedia and the News Track. Top 10 News, theheritage.org. Well, the Heritage Foundation, they're pretty good. I can't understand what they have here. I'd have to look through this quite... Oh, I see. They see they have different. So when it comes to limited government, Australia is, according to the Heritage Foundation, theheritage.org has Australia. As number one in limited government. That's disgusting. That's unbelievable. Isn't that scary to anyone? That our limited government isn't even in a top. Australia, I can't even talk. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. Okay, now, according to Investopedia, the world's top 10 economies. Number one, you have the United States. Number two, China. Number three, Japan. Number four, Germany. Number five, France. Number six, the United Kingdom. Number nine, Russia. Number 10, India. And this was written February 16th, 2016, according to Investopedia. Interesting. So France reclaimed number five, and the United Kingdom is back number six. Brazil is number seven. Italy is number eight. Russia is number nine. And India is number 10. Damn right it is. You want to talk about they took our jabs. That's the fucking capital of it all. Capital of it all. Beyond any level. I don't want to see your stupid fucking video. According to the news track, let's see what they have. That's crazy that Australia is number one in limited government. That's pretty scary. Well, what are you going to do? That's enough of that. Well, we got 7 minutes left. Let's talk some hockey. I'm going to look up the scores for the evening. I know the Rangers won. They just got Mark Stahl. Okay. Of course, Alexander Ovechkin has 40 fucking goals already this year. It's pretty unbelievable. Patrick Kane has 85 points. That's disgusting. Gotta hand it to that kid in Philadelphia, man. That defensive player, Gustafsson. Unbelievable. Boy, did they strike gold. They struck gold there in Philly. But they'll trade him by the end of the week. He'll be going by the end of the season. They'll trade him for somebody because, they don't know the first fucking thing about running anything. Imbeciles. In the meantime, Philly's destroying Calgary 4-1. Detroit and Dallas are all tied up at 1-1 at the end of the second. I have the NHL Network up right now, but they're just talking stats on guys. I can't really see from here. Well, the Rangers beat the Blue Jackets 2-1. Six nothing Pittsburgh. They're on a fucking roll. Of course they are. When aren't they on a roll? I hate that fucking team. Tampa Bay Lightning 1-2-1. I guess my Devils aren't going to make the playoffs this year. Faggot ass motherfuckers. barely fighting for an 8 seed. Now you're on the outside looking in, barely going to make it. It's pretty sad, quite honestly. But what are you going to do, man? I mean, you know, guys come and go, and players come and go, and it's the way it is, you know? It takes time to rebuild. All right, so in the Eastern Division, you got Florida. You got the Panthers, Tampa, and Boston in the Atlantic side of it. And you got Washington, Rangers, and Islanders in the Metropolitan. So those are your top six teams. And then the wild card, you got Detroit and Pittsburgh knocking at the door. And the Philadelphia Flyers are right knocking on the door. And then you got the Devils behind them because they're pathetic. And you got Ottawa right behind them and then Carolina behind them. This is a tight, tight, tight race. Although I don't think it means anything. Pittsburgh and Detroit are running away with it now. They have 73 and 72 points. Philly and the Devils have 67. You can forget it. Philly's about to be on a 3-game win streak, so the Devils are on a 2-game losing streak. They need to win like 6 in a row in order to make any kind of noise, and I don't see that happening, not with this team. These guys can't even win in their own backyard, let alone win in somebody else's. Well, what are you going to do? Dallas Stars, man. Those guys score at will. At will. Although Detroit's giving them a run for their money. So it's, you know, they're fighting. When teams are fighting for something, you know, you got a lot to fight for. Although I just think that they should just get rid of the divisions and just have East and West. You know, and the top eight go and the top eight don't. You know, the top eight go here and the top eight go there, and that's the story's over. I don't understand what the I just don't understand it. I don't understand why you can't have this one and that one and then just call it a day. But it is what it is. Well, we have about a minute left. I hope everyone enjoyed the show. I didn't hang up on that caller. He can go fuck himself, whoever he is. I wanted him to call back, but he didn't call back. It is what it is. I hope everyone enjoyed themselves, as I enjoy talking to you. Without you, there is no me. Shout out to Rob Powers, who's out there snowboarding out there in Colorado, who's probably also doing a little more than boarding snow out there in Colorado. Enjoy the bong hits. Shout out to Kira, who I think went to AC/DC concert at some point. I don't know. So long, everyone. We'll see you next week. We love you. Well, now I am in archive. And I'm only going to archive for about 2 minutes here. I want you all to know that don't ever let anyone tell you that you can't fulfill your dreams or do what you want to do in life. you are more than what other people think you are. You are above and beyond that even. So believe in yourself, because I believe in all of you. I want you all to take care of yourself. And I will talk to you all next week. So long now. Rude Ron, signing out.